death toll from Zimbabwe's cholera epidemic has climbed over 2,000 as an international doctors group accuses the government of President Robert Mugabe of crimes against humanity. In a new 45-page report, the group says Zimbabwe's health crisis is a direct outcome of human rights violations by Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. It calls on the UN Security Council to refer the crisis to the International Criminal Court for investigation of crimes against humanity. At a news conference in Johannesburg, Frank Donohue of the Physicians for Human Rights says that while the cholera epidemic is very serious, it is only a symptom of a bigger problem in Zimbabwe.
We realize that cholera is not the issue. Cholera is a symptom of a grossly collapsed health system due to the blatant disregard for his people by Mugabe and his regime.
Four investigators from the group, including two doctors, visited Zimbabwe in December to investigate the collapse of the healthcare system. They say with most public hospitals closed since November, the majority of Zimbabweans are being denied access to healthcare. They also found that clinics lack basic medicines and medical supplies, and the death rate from the cholera epidemic is more than five times higher than normal. Donohue said he had been going to Zimbabwe for more than a year and was shocked at what he found during the visit.
The government has abrogated its most basic state function of protecting the health of its people, including the maintenance of public hospitals. There are no public hospitals. There are no public hospitals. Clinics are closed. The support of healthcare workers is non-existent.
David Sanders, who was trained as a medical practitioner in Zimbabwe and lectured at the now closed medical school for 14 years, was part of the team. He said that life expectancy statistics were staggering and had dropped from 62 years in 1994 to 36 years.
Cholera and the other major health problems all can be traced to the same root cause. And the root cause is economic collapse and misgovernance.
Donohue says that the situation in Zimbabwe cannot continue. He said the group had made several recommendations which had serious implications for Zimbabwe.
Probably most radical of our recommendations is that an emergency health response needs to be put in place. The entire health system, water system, sanitation, be handed over to a receivership, that the United Nations might put together a coalition of organizations or nations to basically manage the functions of health, water, sanitation for the government of Zimbabwe, obviously because of their inability to do that.
Zimbabwe is facing food shortages, 80% unemployment, and the world's highest inflation rate, last measured at 231 million%. Critics blame the economic collapse on years of misguided policies, including the seizure of white-owned commercial farms. Mr. Mugabe blames the situation on sanctions and interference by Western opponents, led by Britain. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.